Blog Talk Radio.
good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Hour of Power and Praise. Amen. With no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Colin McNeil this morning. I bless God for you for coming on early this morning, the morning glory service, I call it. Praise God, because we get up. Amen. We stretch ourselves. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Let's stretch ourselves this morning. Amen. Because God is good. He's doing major stuff in our lives. Amen. Praise God. So I thank God for you. Amen. Praise God. We want to get started this morning. I thank God for you allowing me to come into your homes this morning and wherever you may be listening from. Praise God. I thank God for you. Amen. Let us pray this morning. Let us open up. You know, it's nothing greater than prayer and talking to our Father. Amen. The one and only God. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Let us pray and let God have his way on today. Praise God. Father, we just come. We bless your holy name, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you glory. We give you glory on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just ask, Lord God, that you will continue, Father, to have thine own way, God, on today, Father. We command our morning. We command our day, God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. Hallelujah, God. We ask, Lord God, that you will take control, God, hallelujah, of our day, Father. We ask, Lord God, that you will touch us from the crown of our head, God, to the very soles of our feet, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we ask, Lord God, that you move by your Holy Spirit on this day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I pray, God, even now, Lord God, yes, Holy Spirit, as I open up the airways, God, yes, Holy Ghost, we ask, Lord God, that this word will go out to the nations, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, places, yes, Holy Spirit, that my feet has never touched, God, in the name of Jesus. God, somebody needs a word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we say thank you, Father. Thank you for grace and mercy this morning, Lord God. Yes, Holy Ghost, because we are amongst the living on this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we praise you in the good times. Yes, Holy Spirit, that the song says this morning, Lord, praise them in the good times. Praise you in the bad times, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for the healing, yes, God, to come down this morning, Lord God. We pray for the joy to come down this morning, yes, Holy Spirit. We pray, God, for the peace to come down in our homes, wherever we may be at, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your victory come down, God. Let your deliverance come down. Let the Holy Ghost come down this morning, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, move Carolyn out the way, Lord God, that the Holy Ghost will sit on the inside, God. Give me wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, oh God, that only you can give on today, Lord God, and we be ever so mindful, Father, to give you praise, to give you glory, and to honor your presence, God, here this morning, God. In Jesus' name we pray with thanksgiving in our heart. Now, soul says amen on today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Well, this morning, praise God, I want to draw our attention to Exodus, the third chapter, verses 11 through 14. And then I'm going to go down a little further, and I'm going to go to Exodus 4, 1 and through 13. Amen. I want you to follow me this morning. This is something, amen, that we all have heard. You know, a lot of times, amen, we have to go backwards sometimes, amen, to get the word of the Lord. And you know, sometimes we have a question, and we tell God sometimes. We have questions, and sometimes we tell God, Lord, I can't do this, God. I can't do this, God. And God says, you know, a lot of times the saints of God sometimes get overwhelmed in all areas of their lives. So I want to talk to us today, hallelujah, about being overwhelmed. Amen. Praise God. Being overwhelmed is to defeat someone or something by using a lot of force. Amen. Praise God. So being overwhelmed sometimes can really, 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 amen, hallelujah, come upon you sometimes. And I know that we all have been there, amen, that we get overwhelmed. But somebody say today, Lord, we need a direct connect to you. Amen. Praise God. We need a direct connect to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So today, I want to talk to us. Amen. Praise God. Overwhelmed. It's going to be very, very simple. God loves you, first of all, today. Amen. I want you to know that. I want to show you a familiar Bible character who was overwhelmed. Don't you find comfort in knowing that great heroes of the Bible were sometimes overwhelmed? They was overwhelmed, and I'm going to show you. Amen. In fact, by the time that we are done today, come on, hallelujah, I want you to be able to see that being overwhelmed is not all that bad of a place to be. Being overwhelmed in a proper context, come on, somebody, may be the exact place where God wants you to be. In a place of being overwhelmed, we will be totally dependent upon God. And that's where God wants us to be, amen, totally dependent on him. As we begin today, I want you to understand that I am not going to say one single thing this morning that you do not already know. This is not going to be the message that leave you saying, I never heard that before. Now, come on, somebody, or you are not going to be awestruck that, you know, a lot of times we want these messages, but sometimes we have to go back, that you have learned some new principles in life. Rather, hopefully, you will be reminded of something you already know. Being reminded of these things, once again, you will be able to say, yes, I can. Somebody say, yes, I can. Yes, I can. Yes, I can. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The person we learn from today is Moses. Moses, Moses, Moses. We love Moses. Amen. Praise God. But we don't know the depths of what he had to go through. Amen. Praise God. We read the story. Amen, praise God, and we know it's written for us, but to the full extent, you don't know the pressure that he bare upon him. Amen, praise God. God appeared to him in the burning bush and revealed to him the plans to use him to lead the people of Israel out of slavery of Egypt. The problem is that Moses has been in hiding for the last 40 years. In a moment of rage, he had killed an Egyptian for beating a fellow Hebrew. Fearing for his life, he had been away for the past 40 years. Come on, somebody. You can imagine why Moses was overwhelmed with this news of what God was asking him to do. Somebody say new, because everything in God, amen, he presents new to us, amen, and new is going to cause us to go an extra mile. It's going to cause us, amen, to get out of our comfort zone. It's going to cause us, amen, to shift and the things that God wants us to shift in. Amen. Praise God. Everybody get excited about the new things, but there's some things that come with new. I'm going to talk to us today. Praise God. The Bible says in Exodus 3:11-14, it says, but Moses said to God, who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I shall bring the children of Israel out of Egypt? That's a question, he said. So he said, I will certainly be with you, and this shall be a sign to you that I have sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you shall serve God on this mountain. Come on with me this morning. Then Moses said to God, indeed, when I come to the children of Israel and say to them, the God of your fathers has sent me to you, and they say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? And God said to Moses, I am who I am. I am that I am. And he said, thus you shall say to the children of Israel, I am has sent me to you. Come on, somebody. Now, I want us to go down a little further because I have to kind of like bring all this together. The Bible says in Exodus 4, 1 through 13, it says, then Moses answered and said, but suppose they will not believe me or listen to my voice. Suppose they say the Lord has not appeared to you. So the Lord said to him, what is that in your hand? He said, a rod. And he said, cast it on the ground. So he cast it on the ground, and it became a serpent. And Moses fled from it. Then the Lord said to Moses, reach out your hand and take it by the tail. And he reached out his hand and caught it. And it became a rod in his hand, that they may believe that the Lord God of our fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob has appeared to you. Come on, somebody. I'm going somewhere this morning. Furthermore, the Lord said to him, now put your hand in your bosom. And he put his hands in his bosom. And when he took it out, behold, his hand was leprous like snow. And he said, put your hand in your bosom again. So he put his hands in his bosom again and drew it out of his bosom. And behold, it was restored like his other flesh. Then it will be, if they do not believe you, nor heed the message of the first sign, that they may believe the message of the latter sign. And it shall be, if they do not believe even these two signs, or listen to your voice, that you shall take water from the river and pour it on the dry land. The water which you take from the river will become blood on the dry land. Then Moses said to the Lord, O Lord, O my Lord, I am not eloquent, neither before nor since you have spoken to your servant. But I am slow of speech and a slow of a tongue. So the Lord said to him, who has made man's mouth? Or who makes the mute, the deaf, and the seeing, or the blind? Have not I, the Lord? Now therefore, go, here go. And I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. But he said, oh, my Lord, please send by my hand of whomever else you may send. Now, when I thought about Moses, after God spoke to him all this stuff, praise God, hallelujah, just like us. Praise God, hallelujah. God will, he will give us all that we need, but then we want to send somebody else. Let somebody else do it. That's our word sometimes. Let somebody else do it. I ain't feeling it today, praise God. Let somebody else do it, because I could imagine, praise God, him spending the 40 years, amen, hallelujah, doing what God had wanted him to do. He's training him, praise God, hallelujah. But then he comes back and God speaks to him, and then he tells God, hallelujah, what's going on with him, not knowing that God already knows, praise God, hallelujah. He knows his ends, he knows his out, he knows his beginning and the end, praise God. I ask a question, praise God, today. Have you ever been overwhelmed? I'm talking that questions of a father, amen, a stepfather this week. Have you ever been overwhelmed by what God is asking you to do? Praise God. Uh-huh, yes, Holy Spirit. It may be something that we would call of a ministry or to teach a class or to witness to a friend or go on a mission trip, that overwhelming stuff of life that may be the everyday stuff, praise God, that everyday stuff, praise God, and be a mom or be a dad and confront a person with sin, praise God, but your response is that of Moses, is there someone else, somebody else can go, amen, praise God. It is, that's a question. Is it somebody else, praise God, or as I have worded this message, praise God, I can do this, I can do this. Somebody said, I can do this, God, I can do this, Lord. If that's you this morning, you need to hear the promises of God. God gave Moses several promises, and he gives us those same promises. A promise from God when you don't think you can, praise God. God knows that you can, praise God, and no matter what you're going through, praise God, hallelujah, you can do it, praise God. It doesn't matter, amen, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, where God is sitting you, you can do it, praise God. God has a plan for your life. If God has a plan for your life, what he is asking you to do is part of the plan. Somebody say part of the plan. Hear what God's plan. God would use Moses to lead the people out of Egypt. Nothing else matters. Amen. Praise God. When it is truly, truly, truly God's plan, nothing else matters. Somebody say nothing else matters. Now, please understand, when we are outside the will of God, we have no guarantee of his blessing. I want you to hear what the Lord is saying. When we are outside of the will of God, there's no guarantee of the blessing. However, when we are in the will of God, following his plans for life, amen, we ought to be encouraged that God is going to see that plan through in our lives. God has prepared you for that plan, amen, praise God. If God has plans for your life, God also promised, come on, you that he will prepare you to carry out his plan. Moses thought he didn't know it at the time, had been eloquently prepared to carry out the assignment God was now given. Moses was born a Hebrew, come on somebody, but raised in Pharaoh's household. Moses had spent the last 40 years away from his home. In God's providence, Moses was just the man to spend the next 40 years wandering around in the wilderness with no home. Come on, my God, I give you glory. We have been prepared for the assignment God has given us. Every failure, every triumph has prepared you. Don't worry, amen, praise God. Some of our failures, God will use them, amen, praise God. Hallelujah, every triumph, God will use it to prepare you, praise God. Every experience has shaped you. Somebody say hallelujah. Every experience has shaped you for what God has planned for your life, amen, praise God. God wants to do something great in our lives, praise God, hallelujah, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. God does not waste even the most difficult experience of our lives. Instead of the pain, see the preparation. Oh my God, I give you glory. Looking back, you will know that God has prepared you. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes, praise God, it doesn't feel good when God puts you through the process of what he is doing your life, amen. No, it does not feel good. And I can imagine Moses, amen, praise God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. God asked a big thing of him, praise God. Could you imagine what he had to go through with the people of Israel, amen, bringing them out of Egypt, amen. But God was training him the full time, praise God, hallelujah. And every time I think about being trained by something and watching this movie, praise God, hallelujah, the Karate Kid, amen, he wanted to get out there and fight, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit. He wanted to get right on out there and fight somebody. But the man, amen, he didn't tell him, praise God. He said, no, I need you in the kitchen, praise God. I want you to wash those dishes and those things, amen, praise God. But what he was doing, he was training him while he was in the kitchen, praise God, hallelujah. He said, no, I don't want you to wash it this way. I want you to wash it this way, meaning that wipe on and wipe off, praise God. Put it away, praise God. He did not know that he was being trained. So at the end, praise God, he realized that when he threw something at him, he wiped on and then wiped off, praise God, hallelujah, and began to know how to fight, amen, praise God. So some things in our lives that God has taken us through at this point in time is preparing us for something great ahead of us, amen. Don't get overwhelmed in the process. Holy Spirit, have your way this morning, Lord God. Don't get overwhelmed, amen, in the cares of life, amen, praise God. Know that God is preparing you for something greater than you ever thought of, praise God. Sometimes you have to sit back, amen, and take a look at the whole picture. And sometimes, praise God, even myself, I had to take a look at the whole picture, praise God. This is not about me, praise God, but it's about somebody else, praise God. If we get out and get our mindset shifted and come to ourselves, amen, you know how sometimes we go through things, amen, praise God, and then we have to come to ourselves and realize that this is something that God has already prepared for us to go through, and we have to get through. But then sometimes God will speak to us and let us know, praise God, this is why you had to go through this. Amen. Praise God. When you are overwhelmed, praise God, know that there's a plan. There's a plan. There's a plan that God has for you. My God, I give you glory. So here. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. Two personal spirits come quickly to my mind. Amen. Hallelujah. Some things take place in our lives. Amen. The presence and the power of God. Every experience, amen, praise God. Every tragic, amen, and triumph, the ordinary and the extraordinary, all have a place in God's preparation. Our comfort is in knowing that God's preparation is perfect for the plan. Somebody say, preparation is perfect for the plan. P-P-P. Preparation, perfect, and a plan. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. God knows what he's doing. He's perfecting us. Amen. Praise God. God promises presence. Amen. Praise God. The third promise is that God is going to always be with us. God revealing himself as I am is probably the most familiar part of the story to us. God had already said, I will certainly be with you. But more than, oh, yes, Holy Spirit, but more than just a statement, he gives this thought as a name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. We thank God for what he is doing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Know that God has a plan. He has a purpose. Yes, Holy Spirit. Just for you, 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 and you, praise God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. God is going to do miraculous things, amen, in your life, praise God. But no, don't get tired yet. Somebody say, I'm nowhere tired yet, praise God. Hallelujah. But long as we got King Jesus, we don't need nobody else. Come on, somebody shout with me because I'm going to a song, praise God, and I will be right back, praise God. But know that you are on, amen, the hour of power and praise with no other, no other than the one and only, amen, Dr. Carolyn McNeil. I'll be right back.
Any Anybody in the house just feel like just giving God a little glory? Just make your way down. Somebody gonna sing this song, this old time church song. Come on. Come on, give me some young people down here. Come on, Lamisa, come on down here. Come on, Eartha, dancing to the dancers there. Come on, Tracy. Y'all come on down here. Come on, Brother Willie P. Oh, yeah. Come on down here, come on. Come on. Everybody who wanna come, come on. Everybody who feel like they need to come, come on. Yeah, how many of you been lied on before? You need to be down here. How many been cheated before? You need to be down. How many been talked about? I know you've been talked about. How many been mistreated? How many been bewildered? That's us. How many been scarred? Yeah. I've been up, down, almost to the ground, but as long as I got King Jesus, I want you to know, as long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Do you hear me what I say? As long as I got King Jesus, I don't need nobody else. Come on.
I've got King Jesus.
mighty light when I think about the goodness of Jesus. And oh, he done done for me, I just thank. Put your hands together and pray.
Praise God, the verse apart
of a prayer that Paul makes, amen, for the saints at Ephesus, amen, praise God. Ephesians, praise God, hallelujah, in the book of Ephesians, he prays that they would know, and I love this scripture, that they will know what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe, according to the working of the mighty power which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians, and what does this mean? The same power that raised Christ from the dead is being made available to us. The same power, y'all, praise God. But we got to know that God, all is matter of fact, when we are overwhelmed, he lifts us, amen, praise God, hallelujah. There's another anointing that he puts on us, praise God, hallelujah. He said, glory to God, glory to God, glory to God, that his power is made perfect in our weakness. And that's new power, new authority, new anointing, praise God. God desires is to position you to be totally dependent upon him. How many know that today? Praise God. I'm clapping my hands. Lord, have mercy. Glory to God. Glory to God. God desire is to position you, amen, that you are totally, totally, totally dependent on him. Nothing else matters, praise God, hallelujah. That is our new anointing, new power, new authority, amen, praise God. Everything new in God. When God takes us through things that we get overwhelmed, there is something great that's getting ready to take place in your life. But God get us to the point where our backs are against the wall. We can't reach out to nobody. Nobody can help us, praise God. Yes, Holy Spirit, but the one true and only God. He wants us to depend on him. When your heart is overwhelmed, he said, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Jesus is the rock of your salvation. Lead us to the rock that's higher than us, God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, I give you glory this morning, Lord. Finally, we learn this promise. God is trying to move us to be totally dependent upon him. If you are overwhelmed, you might be just ready to say, God, I can't do this. Lord have mercy. You know what? This is exactly what he wants you to say. But now, instead of giving up and throwing a towel in, you will say, okay, God, come on, somebody, let's get that word in our mouth. I got another yes. Somebody says another yes in your spirit. Huh? Yes, Holy Spirit. Yes, God, we bless you, God. Okay, God, I'm ready for what? Come on, I'm ready for you to take control. And that's what Jesus wants. God wants us, Ekudabashanda, to hold on to the horns of the altar. Ah, yes, God, that God be ready to take control of every circumstance, every situation, every doubt, every grumble, every pain, every heartache. Oh, come on, somebody. My God, I give you glory. God wants full control of all these things. When we say, that's it, God, I put my hands up and surrender, that's a heart of surrender, and that's when he steps in. My God, I give you glory. Yes, Holy Spirit. When you say that, then God can say, I will touch your lips and give you something to say. I will touch the sea and remove the greatest obstacle. I will touch your heart of the people and move them onto my plan. When you think about it, here is the message of the call. We come to that place where we are willing to say, I can't, but you can. Come on, somebody. That's the message today. Hallelujah. You may be overwhelmed, but you're coming out with a new dance. Come on, somebody. You may be overwhelmed, but you're coming out with a new testimony. Come on. Come on with me this morning. You're coming out with more increase, more substance, more anointing, more power, and something great and new in God. God will not get to your point where you get so overwhelmed, praise God, that he don't step in and do nothing. He will take control of your life. Are you ready to submit and surrender to the Holy Ghost that he can have his way in your life? I'm here to encourage you today, praise God. Hallelujah. Ah, yes, Holy Spirit. We need direct connect to the power of the Holy Ghost today. No matter what you go through, God is taking you through something great that you can come out. Amen, praise God, with a new dance on your feet. You ain't going to have the same old song. There will be a new song in your mouth, praise God, hallelujah. A new dance and a new song. Everything going to be new for you today, praise God. When your heart is overwhelmed, hear me, God. Hear me in the Holy Ghost, Jesus. When your heart is overwhelmed, he said, lead me. Come on. You said, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. There is nothing more higher than the Almighty God. And God is the same God back then, hallelujah, as he was with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, praise God. He will be with us, praise God. He is with us, praise God. And the thing about it is that he said, greater works will we do. Now, will we stand for him? Will we just surrender to him today? Hallelujah, glory to God. When you can't do it, he said, I can do it. You will make it to your destiny. You will be successful. You will be more anointed. Amen, praise God, in this hour. So here, I'm here to say, praise God, thank you. Amen for coming on this morning, praise God. I am blessed, and I pray that you are blessed. Amen. When you're overwhelmed, know that something great is getting ready to happen for you, praise God. So with that being said, hallelujah, glory to God. Stay in prayer posture and allow God to do his thing in your life, praise God. With that being said, I'm going to pray, and I'm going to play a song, and I pray that your day, amen, praise God, will be so spectacular, great expectation, uncommon blessing, unmarried blessing, the place that you never put your feet at, praise God. God is preparing for you, praise God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Father, for great connect, God. We thank you, that you are moving by your Holy Spirit, oh God. God, we give you glory, we give you glory, we give you glory this morning, Jesus. We ask, God, in the name of Jesus, God, take full control over our lives, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, when we can't do it, God, we know that there's a rock that's higher than us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, shift our minds, oh God. Oh, God, in the things of you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help us to look to the hills with coming about help, oh God. Oh, God, knowing that our help comes from you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for making a way out of nowhere for us, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Father God. Oh, God, for leading us on a plain path, oh God. Oh, God, we thank you, my God, that you are making every crooked thing straight in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just say thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, we give you glory, God, today, God. Oh, God, move in the lives of your people today, God. Oh, God, breathe a fresh anointing upon them, God, today, oh God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, we thank you for the wind of change on today, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, God, it is blowing in our direction, God. Oh, God, that the blessing of the Lord makes us rich, God, and add and the sorrow with it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you, Lord God. God, you said hope deferred makes the heart sick, oh God. So we pray right now, God. Oh, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, bring forth your promises, God. Oh God, that you have paid the Moshiach, that you have already paved the way for, God. In the name of Jesus, every dead dream, God. Oh God, bring it to life, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh God, bring it forth, God. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do on today, oh God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, oh God, today, oh God. Now, God, move, Mama. Yes, Holy Ghost. Move for thy people, God, today, Lord God. Oh, they may be losing hope, God, but I thank you, Lord God. I guess, God, that you're putting your hands on them right now, God. Oh, God, everyone under the sound of my voice, God. Oh, God, let them not throw in the towel, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, that they are on the great God of a blessing, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, help us to stay the course, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Father, we thank you, Jesus, for what you're going to do, what you've already done, God. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let us say amen and amen and amen. I want you to know, praise God, keep on holding on, keep on believing, keep on trusting. This is my song to all my listeners. God bless you, God bless you, God bless you. Happy Wednesday to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way. And I'm growing more and more each day. You see, when I was young,